The Edge by Catherine Coulter. Copyright 1999 by Catherine Coulter. And performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Curry Eckelhoff. Incredible competence aside, you're a wonderful friend. You've got a great sense of humor. You're generous to a fault. And you're a blonde. Here's to all of us hanging out in the Pink Palace. CC. Prologue. Edgerton, Oregon. The night was black and calm, silent except for the mellow whine of the newly tuned Porsche engine, yet she heard the soft, sobbing voice pleading with her again, whispering low and deep. It never left her alone now. No one else was near. It was just Jilly driving alone on the coast highway. The ocean stirred beside her, but with no moon out, it looked like an empty black expanse. The Porsche, sensitive to the slightest touch of her fingers, gently swerved left, toward the cliff, toward the endless expanse of black water beyond. Jilly jerked the car back to the center line. Laura's voice began sobbing in her brain, then grew louder, filling her until Jilly wanted to burst. "Shut up!" Jilly's scream filled the car for a brief moment. Her voice sounded harsh and ugly. It was nothing like Laura's had been, like a small child sobbing, lost and inconsolable. Only death would bring peace. Jilly felt that voice, Laura's voice, build inside her again. She gripped the steering wheel and stared straight ahead, praying to herself, chanting for it to stop, for Laura to go away. "Please," she whispered. "Please stop. Leave me alone. Please." But Laura didn't stop. She was no longer a child, speaking in a sweet, terrified voice. She was herself again, angry now, and this time foul words frothed from her mouth, spewing rage and saliva that Jilly tasted in the back of her throat.